Patty Jenkins is official. Army Hammer squashes rumors. New rumors on Shazam. And Aquaman's almost done filming, y'all!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is a DC Movie Show right here. DC Movie News Show, I should say, right here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We got a full squad in the house. Once again, Mike Kalinowski, there's so much crime to fight, and he just will not sleep until all the crime is gone. So he will not be joining us today, but make sure you follow him, as you all do, at Mike Kalinowski. We are at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Johnny LaQuasto, right here at Jay Quasto on the social medias. The man right there to my left, he's the host of Man vs. Child on FYI, as well as FX Movie Download on FX, and he's the verse mocker in all of your hearts, and as well as Doghouse Restaurants. He's Adam Gertler.
Hey!
What up, buddy?
Not too much. All right, pretty mellow week for the DC world as far as news, but there was some, the news that dropped today that we're going to talk about in a little bit from Mr. Chris McKay while on the road promoting the Ninjago movie.
Yep.
Got me really excited.
Okay.
As did the movie It. Saw that in the theater. Did you guys go see that?
I
saw it at the Vista really Theater good. On Sunset in Los Feliz, and this was like the perfect movie to see there. The guy that manages the theater always dresses in costume.
What?
Yeah, and he dressed as Pennywise. Okay. And he was like, welcome to my movie, because he had the fake teeth in there. It was great. And a packed house on a freaking Tuesday.
I mean, the Rotten Tomatoes score has been ridiculously good.
It's a fun movie to see in a big crowd. And I don't like horror movies because they're never about the protagonist. I mean, I shouldn't generalize. There's many different kinds of horror movies. I don't like those kinds of horror movies. But this is very much about the protagonist. It's a Stephen King adaptation, one of the best we've seen in a long time, after The Dark Tower, which kind of sucked.
Sure.
Which I didn't even see, but, you know.
So, question. Is this just a remake? Because I remember It from, like, the early 90s.
That was a TV series.
Sure.
So, same subject, but a TV movie version.
We've never had a feature film of It?
Never.
Really?
It came out in 1986, and this is, yeah. So, it's great.
That's exciting.
It was very exciting. So movies are good. I mean, like, so, yeah, movies are back. I like them. And we're going to talk about some movies that are not Stephen King.
No.
Do you think they should be DC related, maybe? Or
which ones?
The ones we're going to talk about.
I mean,
this is all going to be about It for the next hour.
Cool. And a lot of sensuality. The lady to Adam Gertler's left, she is an amazing actress, cosplayer, panel moderator, and, of course, our BFF on the DC Movie News Show. Find her everywhere at Elena Jordan. She's Elena Jordan.
Hey.
What up, girl?
How are you?
We're good.
I feel like we clapped for Adam.
Sorry.
No!
Clap for me. I'll take it.
Done. How you feeling? Good to have you back?
It's good to be back.
Excellent.
It's always good to be here.
Jason's back.
Back again.
Shady's back.
How many songs can we break out into in 1 hour?
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Keep going.
Guess who's back?
This is why we sit next to each other. Yep. And the crown jewel, the DC Movie News Show. She's also the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies and so much more. She's wearing an amazing Sesame Street cutoff t-shirt, which is not very elementary school correct, but I love her for it. Find her everywhere at Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer.
Is this shadow boxing what that is?
It's a little more like just lashing out. You're
kind of
lashing out is what you're doing, in a way.
I don't know if boxers would call that boxing.
In my own right? Boxing.
In your own. She's quite the boxer in her own.
You know, Johnny, can we rewind for a second here for a second?
Please rewind.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Be kind. Rewind. VHS. Yeah. Before her time.
You know, I have to tell you every time that you don't do something millennial approved.
Which is often.
And, you know, we like to cut off the ends of our words, so it's no longer official. It's just a fish.
Ah, fish.
It's a fish.
Okay.
Like, oh my God, yeah. Patty Jenkins, she's a fish.
Oh, fish.
Not to be confused, like Wanda the fish.
And the chat roll is already tying it back, my It rant, to the Joker and saying that Bill Skarsgård would be a great young Joker.
Yes. Oh, totally.
Because he already had that makeup on.
That's totes a fish.
That's totes a fish. Wait,
no.
It's not a fish.
That's not a fish.
Not a fish.
Is it now a millennial thing to say official? Like literally?
Like,
has a fish become the new literally where it doesn't mean the actual root of the word?
He's literally going to be the Joker.
It's literally a fish that he's the Joker. Yes.
Right now, yeah, Mike Kalinowski's head would be exploding.
He's literally a fish.
Yeah.
They're actually going to cast an actual fish as the Joker. Yes. You heard it here first. Yeah.
My brain is hurting.
Mikey Christmas's head would explode right now. If just he was saying. Here.
He wouldn't be wrong.
All right. Well, that's great news.
Everyone in the chat, no one talks like that. You don't hang around enough millennials, then okay.
People who have places to go talk like that.
Slay.
Yeah, there's not enough time to get all the syllables out. You gotta shorten them up.
Oh, yeah, totes.
So I'll ship it. I'll ship that. Okay.
What did I tell you
with
about ship?
I don't know.
What did I tell you about ship?
I have a short memory, Roxy. I don't know what you told me.
Ship is kind of out.
Oh, really?
Move us on, Johnny. Don't embarrass yourself any further. All right,
first story of the day. And, you know, like I said, it's been a slow news week, and this is something we already knew was happening, but we might as well celebrate it. The fact that Patty Jenkins has officially signed on for Wonder Woman 2. She's going to direct it and be a co-writer and make just a few more pennies on the dollar.
Popping bottles.
Yeah, right? I'm so excited. Don't do it in that. That was a weird gesture.
Yeah, that was a weird way to pop bottles.
And that's why
you have to pop bottles.
There's multiple bottles.
You can't pop bottles like this. Like, you have to either pop a bottle like this, or you could like pop a bottle of champagne like that.
You know when you pop the champagne and then you...
You're shaking the champagne. And then you could...
So Patty Jenkins only made $1 million for the first one, but she's going to make between $7 and $9 million for
how much
this
did she make
one.
For the first one?
Cool. $1 million.
That's
I was trying
good.
To just gently I think this is... segue away from what was happening.
Yeah, I got you. I
and Roxy, what happens when you make $7 million? You pop what?
Pop the bottles. You're popping bottles. I think this is awesome. This is really great because she deserves it when you prove yourself. Because anybody who's saying that Gal should have made more in the first movie or Patty should have made more in the first movie, you have to come in and you have to play the game and prove yourself. And they have. And now they're being rewarded because... $7 to $9 million. That ain't
plus
pennies.
Points on the back end. That's the big thing.
The back end points. She'll be making money forever.
I love when I get points.
I don't
on
know
my
if
back end.
It was like in a movie or somewhere where like
points
basically somebody was describing the idea of a negotiation where it is like I want to take all your money and you want to give me nothing and hopefully we meet somewhere in the middle.
Right.
So you know, Gal should take as much as she can before she says no to play Wonder Woman. Like, how? What's your walk away point?
Sure.
You know what I mean? They're not obligated to pay anybody a dollar more than that walk away point. You only time you have power in a negotiation is when you walk away from that negotiation. If you cut the other side, then that's your power.
So if you were Patty in this situation, Adam, what would be
I've
your
got all
walk
the
away?
Power.
What would be your walk away point?
You know, it's probably more complicated than money. It was back end points.
Yeah.
Because points are huge because that's it says now we're partners. Right now I'm a partner in the film, and now I'm doubly motivated on top of getting a big paycheck. If this movie performs as well as the last one, then I have this to gain just from the financial side, but then also she has creative input or budget input. So it's more complicated than just a dollar amount. So I have no idea because I'm not a director, but I know that she had the power in this negotiation.
Yeah.
Because she could have walked away and been hired anywhere to do anything.
Right.
And Warner Brothers had to hire her.
But at the same time, do you think Warner Brothers was really upset about giving her an extra so many million dollars when the movie is already close to $1 billion?
This was a protracted negotiation.
Huh.
As far as I understand. It was complicated.
I think she probably asked for probably closer to 20, I would imagine, and then got talked down but got the back end points, which
I think is
the big thing is getting the back end
honestly, back end points she'll be getting for the rest of her life.
Yeah, that's
and
worth
Roxy,
way more than your upfront.
We don't need a gesture for back end points. That's not something you need to
not
physicalize.
Not for the rest of her life, really?
Come yeah.
On. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and when you talk about a lot of different things that she has say in, I think that probably, like you're talking about creatively, that would lead us into our next point in what's happening with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're excited about this, Lana.
Well, I just think it's cool that Patty Jenkins... So I guess we'll just
talk
say
about
what
it.
Is. Yeah. So she's going to be co-writing this, but she's going to be co-writing with David Callahan, who wrote Expendables, who she was supposed to do a movie called Jackpot with, but then got the gig for Wonder Woman. So then she did Wonder Woman instead, obviously. But now that she's doing Wonder Woman 2, she's like, okay, I'm bringing him on board, and he's going to co-write it with
That's
me.
That's great.
And he
Which
knows
I
action.
Think is awesome.
Clearly he knows action. Now, my question, was he involved in all the Expendables?
I heard maybe Expendables 2, I think I read.
I think it was now, Expendables 2.
How do you guys feel about Expendables movies?
I mean, here's the thing. They're not heavy on dialogue or story, we'll say that.
My favorite part of the first one, and nobody backs me on this, was Mickey Rourke. By far. That was my favorite part, and he wasn't in any of the other movies. I don't particularly like those movies, but I certainly don't condemn this writer because of the Expendables, because if Patty Jenkins likes the guy,
right,
and she's the one who made this woman, like, and she wants to help craft the story with a writer that she can guide, that's why I buy it. But beyond that,
I just think it's cool that she, if she was supposed to do something and then she had to kind of pull back on those negotiations to do something else, that then she still looks out for
to get him a project. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's really cool.
I love loyalty. That you point that out, Elena, because she totally could not.
Yeah, she could have just been like, well, now I'm moving Patty Jenkins from One Woman, so... Right. Burr, burr,
and it's interesting because Fuchs is working on a different project, so I guess they are not using the writers. And I think also Jeff Johns is working on the story for this one as well. Mm-hmm. But
what is Fuchs working on?
Fuchs just got hired, I believe, to work on a live-action RoboCop film? Excuse me, Robotech.
Whoa. Oh.
Not RoboCop. Robotech, which I've never actually seen, but my girlfriend loves Robotech.
I don't even know what that
is. Robotech
is you're right. That was announced a day ago.
Yeah. So Robotech is like big deal mech.
Is it an anime?
It's anime, yeah. But now they're doing a live action Robotech. It's been around since like the 80s. It's had many, many iterations. But it's just interesting. So it's just like Patty Jenkins came onto the last film when it was already in development. Now she gets to, like, this is, again, this is like Mangold.
It's her playing field.
Yeah. This is Mangold coming on to not the Wolverine, but Logan. Because Mangold came on to the Wolverine in production already, in pre-production. He came on to Logan from the ground.
Yeah.
So that means that they're really going to have a lot of creative freedom. And I love the fact that it's rumored to be not advancing the timeline, because we don't know what's going on in the future of the DCEU, but we could go back and tell whatever stories we want to tell.
So you say not advancing the timeline, you're talking about the fact that it might just be a continuation from present day whenever Wonder Woman ended.
Well, he's saying that it's not going to be in the timeline. It's not going to be after Justice League before the next film. It's not advancing the timeline in that way.
The rumor is that it's a period piece, that it's Cold War.
It's supposed to be Cold War, which is...
Well, she can travel in time. So just like the last one, maybe she'll start off in present day, and then guess what?
That's true. It could use the same sort of device. And again, we don't know what's going
to
happen with...
I think it would be a little more challenging to have her start in present day, because when we have her starting at the museum, unless we have her starting in that same situation... How long is she working at this museum for? Like, how long is that her cover? And are we just going to keep going back
Right. She probably moved on.
I love that. It's a great, mild-mannered job. Yeah. It's very, like, I love that.
But beautiful and poignant.
Belongs in a museum.
She belongs in a museum. That lasso belongs in a museum with the whip. So also, Godzilla, Callahan worked on. The story for Godzilla, which...
Yeah.
I love that new Godzilla just because I love the main character, the lead character. His name is Godzilla. He's got another film coming out next year.
Godzilla, yeah. who was in 20% of the movie, that lead character?
He's very expensive. He's very expensive to show up for a scene.
He asked for more than Patty did.
Listen.
Oh, right, because the end of that one, isn't that when Godzilla just went back in the water?
He always goes back in the water.
I love it.
Okay. But no, so he worked on the story for it. Which, like, you know, I don't know. But come on, you guys don't love Godzilla.
I really liked Godzilla.
Okay. Yeah.
I just love the character. I love the actor. I mean, I saw the new one, Shin Godzilla. Shin Godzilla.
He's great.
Wasn't it great?
It was so good.
It was so different, and it looked great, and it was was it a combination of CG and man in suit?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was.
It was practical and also CG. Like, the lasers and everything, but there was, like classic man in suit.
It's classic, and like so much talking, and Americans are always the bad guys in these movies.
Good, Americans suck.
Yeah, we were about to blow up Japan again.
It's because we're selfish and it's all about the oil. That's usually what happens in everything.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, here's some really exciting news. Chris McKay.
Yeah,
got what I did there?
Okay. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Moving on.
What?
Like McKay,
Chris McKay.
Once again, another fabulously smooth segue, completely destroyed by Roxy throwing Jackson Granite in the middle of the oil slick.
McKay.
Oh, boy. We'll edit this out.
No, we won't.
Okay, talk about McKay now. Chris McKay.
So, as excited as we are for a possible Nightwing feature film, Chris McKay is even more excited, and he has a lot of expletives to prove it in his quote. I don't even know how I'm going
to
get...
But wait, before we get to the quotes...
Yes, please.
I just want to say, this is one of those movies that people have talked about, like, oh, nobody's been talking about it.
Nightwing maybe. Is what you're referring
to. Right, Nightwing, sorry. And, like, where'd it go? Nobody knows what's happening with DCU. And it's like, this is one of the only, like, official things, because we have a creator. He's out there promoting a Warner Brothers property, talking about another Warner Brothers property, Nightwing film. And then this description, if this doesn't get you excited... then you are watching the wrong show. You should click over to a different show. You probably
I kind of like when Roxy fake cusses. I think she should read these.
Oh.
No, she should read the quote. I think it would be
All right. Cool.
I think it's fair.
Here we go.
By the way, this is a guy who's promoting a Lego movie, and in the promotion for the Lego movie, this is the quote he gives. Okay.
Yeah.
I won't interrupt anymore.
It's gonna be a badass action movie with a lot of heart and emotion. It's going to be a crazy fun ride. Whoever gets cast as Nightwing and any of the other actors around are going to go through a boot camp experience, because it's going to be a lot.
And?
It's going to be a lot. Fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do a lot of CG. F that. He didn't actually say F that.
No, that's fine.
It's going to be all real It's going to be real stunt work, and they're going to need to do all of the stuff on camera and do it credibly. For the cast and the crew, it's going to be a visceral experience, and for the audience, it's going to be like a lot of these movies where there's a lot of CG and flying and things like that. Everything he does is going to have to be real.
It's not going to be like that.
And he said it just like the teacher in Christmas Story saying that you'll shoot your eye out.
And the final quote is when he talks about this. I love that one.
Oh, it's still on Roxy.
Yep.
His superpower is being really good as a human being. Fighting and gymnastics and like that. So you're going to see that on screen. It's going to be fun.
That's my favorite quote is, and gymnastics, and you know, like that. That's the best part.
I just, like, you know, those flippity floppities. He's really effing good as a human being. That's his superpowers. He's just really effing good at all that.
Well, I think it's actually important that he added that in there, because the majority of people don't know who Nightwing is. Sure. That's just the truth. If you're watching the show, you probably do. If you aren't, then you probably don't. And you read an article like this, and you're like, oh, who is Nightwing? What does he do? Does he go through walls? Is he invisible? Does he fly? His superpower is being really effing good. And as a human being.
This film will clearly have to be an origin story.
I think
100%.
Yeah. Because otherwise people will be like, what is happening, Batman? Like, sure. Nobody will know.
I think what excites me about that quote is that, like, I love stuff like Netflix's Daredevil. Obviously, like, The Raid is great. Also, The Crow. This makes me think of The Crow. Mm. But, like, with a little bit more heart, it doesn't have the weight of it having to be Batman. You still have... This is a way of kind of doing like a young Batman movie, but he's different. You're introducing Dick Grayson for the first time in a real way outside of, you know, the Batman and Robin and Batman Forever, Chris O'Donnell ones. This, you know...
What do you think about the CG comments?
That's what I love the most. I mean, like, it's going to be real parkour, like that real, like, imagine like a Daredevil, parkour. The Netflix show. Parkour. But with a real big budget. And also, those comments make me think that a big budget is not going to be $100 million, but this is going to be like a $75 million movie, which is like a sweet spot, and it can't lose, and you can take risks.
Yeah.
I really like anytime that people really focus on doing practical effects and practical stunts, I always think that it looks better, so...
Well, what's crazy
is he's excited about it.
The release date is February 1st, 2019. That's like a year and a half away.
Yeah.
But is that an official release date?
No. Well, nothing's ever official.
So where are you getting that release date from?
At the bottom of this article.
It says Nightwing is expected to...
Yes.
February? It says Nightwing, totes a fish, February 2019.
I promise you that is not totes a fish, but
no, for sure.
If they put it into production like any time in the next year, it's certainly doable. It's just not a film that's going to need... a really long time to shoot. I just don't know if Warner Brothers has ever said that that's an official release date.
What do you think about the fact he says whoever gets cast as Nightwing and any of the other actors around, do you think that's because they literally don't know where they're going with the story, so he couldn't name any other characters? Or do you think that's because he knew people would speculate too much if he named other characters? Or how far into his development, just like loosely. Is
I think he's just trying to generally say it's not just going to be Nightwing being a badass. You're going to see lots of badass scenes with lots of badass characters.
A lot of
doing
badassery.
General badassery across the board.
I think our boy Skye Patterson has a great kind of quote here.
He's
trying
your
to think
boy.
About.
He's definitely your
he's
boy.
He's your boy too. Skye loves you.
Okay.
Skye's my boy too.
The Batman is action, crime, noir drama thriller, and Nightwing will be action, adventure, drama. So, more like Indiana Jonesy flavor, probably, than like heavier, you know, Baroque, noir. Like, the, you know, I guess that Crow comparison is more of like a, in the Batman kind of world. But, you know, well, are we going to see Bloodhaven?
Well, what do you guys think about this from Ivan Soto, Dylan O'Brien as Nightwing?
I love Dylan O'Brien. I love him too. I think he is awesome. I think he would be incredible.
That
he is badass.
That is the right. That is certainly a right call, the right age, the right type. You don't want someone that's really tall because, you know, the difference between Batman and Robin and Nightwing is like that leaner, smaller, but he's flipping. He's a flying Grayson.
Yeah. So how do you feel about...
well known enough that, you know, he would have a fan base, but not so well known that you would be distracted.
I had to look him up. I don't know who he is.
Maze Runner, Teen Wolf.
American Assassin.
American Assassin.
How do you feel about Dog 96 Soldier says Zac Efron for Nightwing?
I would be distracted.
Like it.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Don't like it because I don't see that. I just don't see that character in his work. Like, I don't... Dylan O'Brien's got that, like, wide-eyed, like, he's super youthful, he's super... I was just listening to an interview with him today. He's like, I actually interviewed him for the first Maze Runner film. Like,
I love that movie, by the way.
He's a jokester. He's got that kind of jokesy vibe around him. Zac Efron, like, I just don't...
Well, Efron's done Baywatch and Neighbors. Those are two
goofy-ass movies. I'm not saying that he doesn't do comedy. He does comedy. I just mean there's, like, a youthful...
The physicality, too, I think is different. Like, Dylan O'Brien has Maze Runner. He has actual kind of... you know, sequences that he understands how it looks on screen when you move certain ways and fight sequences. That I think that would read a lot better.
What about Logan Lerman? I'm reading off of ZS's list now. There's a lot of people suggesting in the chat.
Logan Lerman, I think that's another one. Could be good.
Yeah, I think he would be really good.
Someone else
Ooh, Anthony says Harry Styles.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, Zac Efron on a
not
caricature.
Not putting anyone in one direction.
Matthew says Dev Patel.
What do you mean? But he was just in a Chris Nolan film.
Do you think Dev Patel is too tall?
He's apparently amazing in
Dunkirk. Oh, go with non-traditional casting. Yeah. I see. Dev Patel, is too old.
Too old.
Isn't he like 30 or something?
I would say right around there.
I mean, I guess Nightwing could be that age, I guess. I mean, Nightwing could be around. I think he should be younger, though. I really do. I think like that I think after 25 is a good time to put down the freaking Robin tights.
Yeah,
and maybe he had.
Yeah.
We still don't know. We still don't know what Robin suit was in BVS.
Get off your parents' insurance.
That's true.
Get off the
and
Robin
I think it's,
tights.
Yeah, maybe Nightwing's been been operating during the events of BVS, and we just didn't know it. Maybe that Robin suit was Jason Todd's suit.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we find him?
You got to believe it's something's going to play back to BVS in the Nightwing film. You would hope.
Depends on what's filled in between then.
God, I don't know.
They're going to find
There will be flashbacks. There will be flashbacks either as Robin or
Matthew
when he left him.
Matthew says Dev is 27. He looks a little older.
Oh.
Handsome. But older.
Yeah, okay.
27 seems like a good age. I would say mid-20s. That 25, like you were saying.
This would be a good opportunity. I would want to see Affleck in this film. In some cameo capacity, if he is in fact moving forward, because you have to have Bruce Wayne, Batman, somehow referenced or in this film, I would think it's important.
Absolutely.
To show the breakup, to show when they went their different ways. I think that's a really important thing. Like, why is he doing this? Why is he going off and becoming his own character?
And also, I feel like there are people who go to see this movie and don't realize that it's in the DCEU. And then you see Batman and you're like, oh.
Got it.
That's where this goes in life. Like, and I don't mean that even to offend anybody. There's some people who just don't pay attention to that kind of thing, which is totally fine. But I think that that will help draw people. And definitely they would stick that in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, it's a Batman friend. Friend of Batman.
Yeah, but I mean,
Batman.
They dealt with that pretty well with Suicide Squad. No one knew what Suicide Squad was, and people came out for that. And they
sure.
got...
Well, if you put massive names on it, but I don't know if you put a massive name with Nightwing.
The marketing for that one is very different than I think the marketing for Nightwing will be. So I think,
and they did market the out of Joker for Suicide
yeah.
Squad.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they probably. And they put like, Batman in the trailer, mm-hmm. and he was in the movie for like 4.5 a minutes.
I know.
Yeah, 4.5 was generous.
It really sounds like it would be awesome to put Deathstroke in this movie. Just like and just Nightwing. Makes so much sense.
Yeah,
in Nightwing, yeah, because. Oh, Skye Patterson is confirming that Robin Costume is Jason Todd. Shut up, Skye. You don't
a
know
fish.
That.
It's a fish.
It's not a fish, Skye.
It's a fish.
People
never said it.
Trying to make things
no one
a
ever
fish.
Mentioned Jason.
You can't say things are a fish if you know they're a fish.
Yeah, if it's a dog, it's not a fish.
I know. It sounds, it's like, are you saying that because like the Warner Brothers tour person
unless
said
it's
it?
It's a seahorse, then it's kind of both.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Huey Cox, or Huey Cox, my computer's dirty, cast Seth Rogen as Nightwing. He'd be hilarious.
What?
That would be literally the worst casting I've ever heard
in my whole life. He was already the Green Hornet,
and
the Green Hornet existed in the same universe as Batman because they did that crossover in the Bill Dozier series, so he couldn't because he'd be in the same universe, so that's why he can't.
And also Seth Rogen
that's
is
the only reason.
Yeah, Seth Rogen's doing just fine. All right, moving on. Darren Aronofsky basically said that he had his own take adaptation of Batman Year One, and in hindsight, he's looking at what the plans for the Joker standalone film is, and he said, basically, I think it's finally 15 years too early because I hear the way they're talking about the Joker movie, and that's exactly what my pitch was.
That sounds a little bitter to me.
Yeah, it's me too. I came up with this 15 years ago.
Kind of.
Did you?
Did read the rest of the quote, though. I mean, I don't think... I didn't read it like that. It sounded like here's a guy who knows his comics, and he was like... He was 15 years too early. He's not wrong.
Yeah,
it's not that he's wrong, but like...
I mean, he goes on to say really complimentary things, and he compliments Chris Nolan, and he says...
But he does throw some shade at Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Well, he said, you know, he was going to make the Batmobile a Lincoln Continental with two bus engines in it.
Two bus engines!
The duct tape.
Oh, no, don't. Are you Spanish speakers?
The MacGyver Batman. Also, he said, some of my ideas got out there through other films, like The Ring with BW, Bruce Wayne's ring makes the scar...
What is he referring to there?
I don't know.
I don't know. Chat roll, what does he mean when
BW... Bruce Wayne's ring making the scar was our idea. Like The Ring with BW, Bruce Wayne...
Which is fine. Yeah, you mentioned in Zack Snyder's or something, which is fine. You get these ideas and they get out. We're all reinventing it and trying to make it more Taxi Driver visceral. That was the whole pitch. But the toy people were like, oh, it can't be a Lincoln Continental. You have to make a Batmobile.
That's true.
Wow.
The toy people.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And he said, I was always like, why can't we make a lower budget rated R movie? Just like in comics, you have different brands. And now they're finally doing that. Did they say
you don't think he sounds like... No, he's talking about Deadpool and Logan and whatnot.
Okay.
You don't think that he is saying, like, that movie took my idea here. That one took my idea there. I had that idea first. That one borrowed from me. It's fine, though.
I feel like it's not, like, an angry, bitter thing, but it is a little bit. Like, I mean, he's
guys, there's
being
some breaking news. Did
that...
you see this? Japan warns citizens to take shelter as North Korea fires a missile.
You're going to be kidding me.
What?
So... I don't know. I know a lot of people aren't listening to this live, but I just saw that, so that's scary when shit like that happens.
Kim Jong-un is just...
this is why we need heroes, people.
Yeah, where's Batman?
It really is. Let's just hope that their technology is not up to par.
Yeah, I didn't mean to derail everything, guys. I just saw that and got a little freaked out.
That's okay. I have poor transitions. You throw in real life news.
I'm going to see Mother tonight, though. I know some people are mixed on that, but I like Aronofsky movies. I like, they're different, you know? And I was really excited. He was supposed to do the second Wolverine movie.
Wow.
For a while. And that was going to be a rated R movie. And they weren't ready for it at the time. So, his point is heard that they're making these, you know, Deadpool and Logan. Now nothing is off the table because of the success of these films.
What do you think about this? Huey says Aronofsky would make a messy but interesting DC film. Do you agree?
Yeah, because he's not interested in telling any kind of super linear, tight narrative. I think Christopher Nolan, and he compliments Christopher Nolan, walks that rope a little bit better and certainly knew how to play the game with Warner Brothers and DC better. And Darren Aronofsky is the guy, he just wants to tell his own movies. But I mean, like, his first film, Pi, is a freaking superhero movie. It's a guy who's got math superpowers. Check it out.
I do like, though, that he does make a point to say like the comics, there's the same character, different brands, there are different, you know, rebirths, there are different editions, there are all these things. This is all coming from the source material that have all these different references. We don't have to make the same linear character. It doesn't always have to be the exact reflection.
Yeah. Because there's that's so many incarnations. That's how it happens in the comics. You go and you buy like Batman Metal right now. How many different Batmans are on a comic book rack right at this moment? You know, there's the Dark Knight series happening while there's Metal, while there's Batman and Detective, and like, you know, they're only tangentially connected at this point. Mm-hmm. And then you have all the Elseworld stuff. So it's, I think, and it's also cool to hear a director like him talking, acknowledging the Joker movie rumors, because it makes me think that there's more. More reality to those rumors.
Sure. Yeah.
Because he hears the campfire talk.
Don't you feel like that picture seemed like he would be saying, like, I spit in your food.
Yeah, Anthony Harrison just had the best one. Anthony Aronofsky would kill a Swamp Thing film. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, a thousand times yes.
Swamp Thing can be a mess, and it can be fun.
Swamp Thing? I had no idea.
Oh my God. I just think, but that's no mysticism and science and murky.
I just think it's weird that we've been doing this show for over 2 years and you've never brought him up.
Yeah, not one just, time.
No, I brought him up last time. You're not a true fan. I brought him up last week.
Swamp Thing? No, he didn't.
Zeno Arrow said he left the Wolverine because he was getting a divorce. I thought he didn't want to be away from his family. But who knows if that's real? I think his movie was just going to be too wacky for Fox.
Mm. All right, what do we got next?
All right, moving on. There is an interesting article that I don't think we need to go over, but it's on BatmanNews.com.
Love BatmanNews.com. It's your favorite.
I love it.
I love it too. I just know it's Johnny's.
What do you mean? This is just the idea of how everyone could be satisfied? Is this the one you're talking about?
That's it. But I mean, we have a lot more to go over in 20 minutes. So,
well,
I mean,
listen, all it's basically saying is just that you could set Matt Reeves' trilogy or movie or whatever before the events of BVS.
Right.
Putting it in the 80s and stuff. That's all. And then that would make Matt Reeves happy. Could have a trilogy that could still exist in the current DCEU. You could still have Affleck being the older Batman moving forward, which would satisfy Affleck. He could do his one more film on his contract, whatever they decide to do with him in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Can I crinkle those a little bit?
Sorry, I'm really hungry.
Let's just get a little bit quieter.
What are you making?
It's a protein
bar.
Put that out there.
What is it?
Protein bar.
No, what kind?
It's chocolate and peanut butter.
So, you know, and Warner Brothers would be that happy because they would have all their cakes and eat it too, and many, many Batman things to choose from. I just think that's a very happy...
And you know what? Let them eat cake.
Let them eat protein bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, jinx.
All right.
Protein bars and eat it too.
Moving on.
Check this out. New shot of Ezra Miller as Barry Allen with a little bit of an Easter egg in it, which is really cool.
What's the Easter egg?
Captain Cold.
Oh, on the computer screen to the left right there?
Yes, sir.
And so this is his lair?
Mm-hmm.
Or so we're to assume... Right, because this is where Bruce Wayne shows up in the trailer. So Barry Allen has got his own little flash cave going on.
It says, holy... This is a picture. Holy shit, there's a Captain Cold Easter egg in the new Flash pic. What am I not seeing? I love Captain Cold.
I'm assuming.
To the monitor right there.
Right here.
There's a closer up.
I'm looking at the closer up.
He also has Rick and Morty pulled up.
Well, I was wondering what cartoon that was. Oh, is it Rick and Morty?
Because it says cold. Yeah. It says on it. It's not. We're not looking at him. It just says cold. Another word that looks like maybe resistance.
By the way, not to get off topic, but did anybody see the new Rick and Morty this week?
No. I still haven't seen it.
Did you see that?
I saw it. It was amazing.
It was amazing, right?
It was the best episode they've ever had.
That's what my girlfriend said to me. I was like, I think that might have been one of the best episodes ever.
It's the classic. I need to see it.
You need
to see it.
I know people in the chat room saw that, Rick and Morty.
Sorry, going back to the Flash, what do you guys think about the way he looks here? About Ezra Miller in his casual wear.
There you go.
It looks like a cool. It looks like his cool lair, man. I like it.
And not just the lair, him. He's very.
I think he looks. I like the way that he's standing, and where he looks like he's just like a regular dude.
Yeah.
This is exactly, you know, what we were talking about, the quote about like the Metallica fan, where it's like, this is, I think, showing exactly what they're trying
flannel
to get across.
Flannel and a rocker tee. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that this is somebody who is a fan of all of these superheroes who is now brought into this world, and we kind of get to experience what it would be like as a regular person who's become a superhero with all these people through his eyes.
Someone just commented also that they heard a rumor there's a reverse Flash Easter egg in that same photo, but that's really looking deep.
I can barely see anything. My eyes.
I definitely feel like there are Easter eggs to be had in there, and I honestly haven't had a time to check out the photo too much. But
I love the fact that people like legit taking magnifying glass to it, and they're like, yeah. "Wait, what can we have here?"
What do you guys feel like the general temperature is for Justice League in general coming out?
Well, we did see Captain Cold, so I would say
lukewarm.
I don't feel that way, but I feel that is the consensus.
Really?
Really?
I'd be shocked, but then.
After Wonder Woman, people were on a high about it. But sure. Since all the other things, I think it's going to frickin' rock our socks. But I'm hearing a lot of, I'm excited.
I think like it's that. All about how this experiment comes together. You know, it's really like, it seems so obvious to say if it's good, it's going to do great. If it's not, it'll still do pretty good. I know, like, the anticipation is up and people are saying you got Thor, you got Justice League both coming out in November. And, you know, now...
I think it's going to do really well.
I think it will do well. Suicide Squad did well.
I don't care how it does. I just hope it.
I think it's going to be good.
I hope it's good.
Well, Adam, that's crazy to say because you do care how it does. Because if it doesn't do well and it's a good movie, then we're screwed.
Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't do well and it's a good movie, I'll be much happier than if the opposite is true.
Right.
That's true.
I'd be like, everybody got stupid.
Yeah. Stop. Him a time.
Oh, no. Armie Hammer has squashed some rumors. He was doing an interview with ET Canada, and the actor confirmed that he hasn't spoken to anyone from DC and Warner Brothers about joining the league, as Hal Jordan has, quote, no one's called me, no, nothing. So either he is just swerving us, or that actually hasn't happened.
No, I think he's getting annoyed. I think that's what's happening. Not with DC, with people. Like, how many times can he tell us? I'm not Hal Jordan. I am not in the DCU right now. I was not cast as Hal Jordan. I'm not any of the Green Lantern. You can ask me however many ways you want to ask. No one's called me. No, nothing.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think it's a swerve. I think he genuinely has not been contacted. And he's like, at first was like, you know, this is cool that fans think that this is a neat thing.
Yeah, it's funny.
But after a while, when you have to constantly be like, no, I was not hired on that project. That's not fun to have to say over and over again.
Yes. Right. Canucks fan says maybe Armie Hammer shouldn't troll to begin with. I thought he was funny at first. Now it's like, let's move forward.
I mean, the question is, if we're going to have... We have no idea who the Green Lantern would be then at this point.
Well, I really hope that the Green Lantern does appear in Justice League, but as we've suspected, it doesn't need to be one of the Earth Sector ones, or it could be a previous or older one. It doesn't need to be Army.
It could just be a Green Light.
Do you think that Jon Stewart and Hal Jordan will be announced at the same time when we finally know who they are?
They should be, I think, yes.
I think so.
Probably.
If you're going to have a core movie and like buddy cop style, you should release
them. If they're the stars of that film, then I think you would announce them both at the same time. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that the rumor mill is going to be really close to predicting weeks before one or the other, but it's also possible they're really not cast right now because that movie is far.
Tyrese Gibson, what they're saying, how Tyrese is saying he's taken several meetings.
Oh, he said
has he said he's taken the meetings?
He's been saying it for a year and a half.
Yeah, he's been talking about it for a long time.
I'm over
him.
Even
more
so
recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Done with it?
Pretty much.
It's not really the same situation, Matthew Leach, as Reeves and Affleck getting asked about Batman, because they are officially tied to that property.
Yeah.
Armie Hammer is not tied to anything, so...
I like Javon 916, exactly Sterling K. Brown for Jon Stewart. I've always thought that was great.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Yeah, that's a great, great, great casting.
Real quick note here. Aquaman will officially be wrapping at the end of September. And then, in other words, it was in principal photography for about 6 months.
It will be what wrapping?
It will be officially wrapping? A fish wrapping.
It's a fish. Oh.
Fish.
It'll be a fish wrapping.
Did you learn nothing, Johnny LaQuasto? Yeah.
Did you say a fish wrapping? Not just it's a fish wrap and...
It is a fish wrap.
It's going to be sushi at the end of September.
It's a fish.
Yeah, and that's a fish.
It's going to be sushi, guys, end of September. That's what's happening.
Yes.
I feel like that could catch on.
What? It could.
Sushi. And martini that's so shot.
Hey, girl, you a fish?
Martini shot is the thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you a fish? I'm sushi. That could work.
No, because then you're saying you're the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm also, yeah, that doesn't
You are a fish? Because I'm hungry.
Okay.
It's better than
but saying that
I'm
something
sushi.
Officially wraps and calling
are you
it sushi.
A fish?
I like that.
Because I'm sushi?
Yeah.
That was the worst line ever.
Mm. No, because you're saying that could catch on.
Because I want you to die and then I want to sear you?
No, but you said a fish wrap. That's a sushi, essentially, in a way.
I mean. Listen, a fish wrap is a sushi, but I think we're probably a bit far afield at this point.
Yeah. Yes, we certainly are.
Moving forward.
Moving on. Arrow producer says DC's plans for Deathstroke have changed. So, Mark Guggenheim said some things.
This is getting into TV time.
That's why we put it at the end. Ish, yeah, because it bridges.
Ish territory. Yeah, it did bridge when it was going at the end. Now we have three stories after it. But we can talk about it now anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, all right.
Well, okay, so he says, I'll then you piggyback. It was a function of, you know, DC control these characters. We went through a period where DC was like, we've got plans for Deathstroke, don't include Arrow. That changed at the end of this year. Boom.
Yeah, so we've speculated on this and talked about this many times about how the movie universe controls the TV universe and what characters they're allowed to use and when they're allowed to use them. That's no... what is it called when you're trying to hide something? Nobody's trying to hide that. They've talked about it many, many times. And Deathstroke is one of those characters that they both keep seeming to, like, back and forth battle for. But the fact that Deathstroke came back to Arrow, we were all a little confused. Like, wait a second, we thought the movie had the rights to him. Now what's going on? And it seems like at the end of this year, Guggenheim saying it changed. So now Deathstroke is back. Whether or not he survives the island, spoilers, that will be seen.
So now, I was confused about this. Are they referring to the Deathstroke storyline that had happened, or is season 6 have another Deathstroke storyline?
The two be happening. They were saying before, kind of like how they said, like, they were, initially, they were going to do, like, a Suicide Squad type thing that they disbanded because...
Oh, you mean like a Suicide Squad?
Because then the movie said, hey, we're doing this, don't do that anymore. They had a Deathstroke, they had, like, an entire storyline, an entire Deathstroke storyline, and they said, don't do this. Because we're going to be doing this in the movie. And then they said, now it's switched around. Uh-huh. So now you can bring it back and do it.
They were referring to both the past and the present. Like, they said, no, we changed it. Then we got him back. So we did the finale with him. And now we have him moving forward under certain guidelines.
I still believe that Deathstroke will show up in the movies. But certainly, there's no way it's going to happen before 2019. Because there's only one movie coming out next year. So I think
that's why they went back on it.
And you don't think he's going to be in that movie?
What's that? Oh, Aquaman? I don't think he's going to be in Aquaman.
You don't think he's gone in the water?
I'm a fish saying...
But he knows the Deathstroke.
That he's not a fish.
That was a really good bad joke, Roxy. Come on.
I like that.
And somebody just told you before to stop fishing for jokes, but you just came back with a bad fish joke.
Shows you. Margot Robbie says that she is going to be Harley again in the near future. When exactly was her quote? She said, "Do."
Shocking. Nobody loves her character.
Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Well, what I thought was interesting about it, she said that she was going to be donning the fishnets and wielding the baseball bat.
Next year, she says.
The totes of fish.
The fishnets.
Totes of fishnets.
Mm-hmm.
Next year. But then when asked for what movie, she said, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah. So your guess is as good as mine. At this point, I don't know. And I believe her that she doesn't know. I don't think our guess is as good as hers because I think she's probably between like three things. She's like, that's going to be one of these couple things. But honestly, actually, maybe our guess is good because let's talk about what it could possibly be.
Well, it's going to have to be.
Could she possibly be in
Suicide Squad 2, Gotham City Sirens, or Joker?
I thought she said it was the Suicide Squad 2 was the one that she knew about. I don't have the quote in front of me.
But isn't Sirens supposed to be happening soon enough?
That was also in the rumor mill, but I think what Margot Robbie had said, but she only was aware of a Suicide Squad 2 sequel and not the other rumors that she was not aware of. Yet.
Well, Suicide Squad 2 wouldn't be shocking if it went into production at some point next year. Mm-mm. I mean, considering where we are now.
Oh, it definitely will go into production. Oh, 100%. It's a fish. That's happening this year because it's just got a new director.
Okay.
And it's fairly fast-tracked.
And, you know, we're already over a year since its release, so that puts us at a moment about 3 years in between movies.
So we know Shazam is going into production next year.
Sure.
We know Suicide Squad 2 is going into production next year. And we think maybe Flashpoint is. Am I wrong? Am I missing anything? Is there anything
else?
I
think that's actually pretty accurate. Yeah.
And then maybe by the end of next year, the Batman is probably going into production. Mid to end of next year. So possibly four.
Possibly Sirens, though, too, next year.
No, because if they're doing a Suicide Squad 2 production maybe next year. Are,
I would think it would be weird if both of those go into production next year. So that's what I think. What do you guys think? Am I missing anything, chat world? What else is...
Well, when do you think Joker standalone is going to go into production? Oh.
Like, that's, first of all, that's an if that happens thing. Yeah. And then I would see...
You'd say 2020?
2019 into production, probably. But, you know, if that were to come together, God, who knows?
What about Shazam?
That's going in production early next year.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the next one. Yeah. The next one to actually go in production.
So they say, Swervers.
So they say. It's interesting.
So we got a new image of Jared Leto as Joker that dropped this week. I don't know where it came from, but it's a different angle of what he's about to do to Miss Harleen.
I think these kind of things are funny when they happen. Like, the internet goes wild because a movie that we already saw with a character we've already seen in a scene we've already seen releases an image of a different angle and everybody's like, look at this new picture.
Yeah.
Of Jared Leto in that film you saw.
Not to interrupt, but everyone is reminding me Wonder Woman 2 is most likely going to production next year. I think that's true as well.
Cyborg, no way.
No, not Cyborg.
No way.
Wonder Woman 2, yes.
And lastly, we'll shave a Shazam rumor is what we're going to do before we get into TV time.
Wait, we got to put on the shaving cream. Put it on, guys. Adam.
I use an electric razor.
Oh.
Fair enough. So, new rumor, Derek Thieler, I guess, could be, he's kind of campaigning to be Shazam. He posted a photo on Instagram of him and The Rock. And then also there was a heavily photoshopped picture of him looking like a pretty decent
White boy.
It's like white him boy. Doing the, he's doing the Tyrese move.
Yeah.
With like really good Photoshop images.
It says, the dream Captain Marvel has always been a favorite, and at The Rock is my hero. Thanks for the support. Hashtag Shazam.
So some
hashtag Captain Marvel.
I'm assuming a fan made these and sent it to him, and he's like, sure, why not? I'll Tyrese it up.
Or maybe he's really good at Photoshop and likes to put himself.
I feel like a fan probably did that.
I think you might. That would be a safe bet.
That would be epic if he photoshopped this himself.
I would laugh my ass off if he did. And he's like, look what somebody sent me.
Thanks for the support.
That could have been fantastic.
Yeah. You know, it depends how far this goes, and that's whether I respect it or not. Like, at this point, cool. I think you look great. Put your name out there. Totally. If you pull a Tyrese and 2 years later you're still throwing your name out there, it's like they've heard it. Mm-hmm. So they either want you or not because they've heard it.
Clearly, this is a really good looking guy. He's got a little bit too much of a model-y smolder in that stare. It doesn't look like a Shazam look, but I mean, I've never seen the guy act. And if he's a fantastic actor, he could pull it off. He certainly has the size to pull it off.
I don't know.
He kind of looks like he could have been the... It could be a Chris Pratt situation, though, where he could do serious, he could do silly.
His Instagram says wannabe superhero as well.
Or Hemsworth. I mean, Hemsworth does that so well. Like, Hemsworth's Thor has a lot in common with, like, how I kind of imagine Shazam being. Almost like with a tick vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, like, wanting to do the right thing, but he's also gonna be this kid. Like, he's not gonna know adult type things.
Yeah.
I know who Derek Thieler is now. He's on Baby Daddy.
Yes.
Free
Fall.
Got it. He isn't really... Yeah. I mean, hell, he looks like he could pull it off, but... And he has a comedy background, so I don't know. It's an option.
Kay. Anybody seen Baby Daddy out there?
I still think John Cena is honestly, like, probably... Just because of his... Number one, he looks the part, and his social media
following.
You keep
going back and forth on him.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not saying I think he's the perfect choice. I think he's the leading choice, largely because of his social media following. He will drive kids and their parents to theaters.
But it's the same following as The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, The Rock has gone way more global with his following. Yeah. Cena still has the pro wrestling fans.
But there was that quote from Sophie Tucker from Game of Thrones where she even said, you know, social media makes such a big influence now that she feels that she's been recently given roles that she was like, it's only because of my social media following. And there were actors who would have been better for that part. but I got it because of social media.
Trust me, I've lost out on jobs to like YouTubers and stuff that don't know what the hell they're doing, but because of their following, they get jobs.
Yeah, damn them YouTubers. Who would do that?
I'm just
saying. Who would try to talk on the YouTubes to get a better following to make
By the way, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Some of the people in the chat role have seen Baby Daddy.
What's that?
So is he good? You've seen Baby Daddy, Ivan, but is he good? What's he like?
Who knows?
All right. All right.
It's time, I think.
Baby Daddy's a TV show. We don't talk about TV shows on this movie program.
Unless it's...
Play it down low. Mikey Christmas time. TV
time. Thank you to Matt Volmar and Volmar Music on the social medias. Roxy,
There's an episode of Preacher this week. We will save talking about that till the end as to not give spoilers for those of you who don't want them. I already did that earlier to Elena, and I'm not planning on doing it to you guys. Not today. Okay. Not in my house.
Not on her watch.
Where are we? Is this my house?
What are you doing?
Yes.
Daddy. All right. So, Gotham, guys. Gotham's coming back very soon. I feel like it's in a week from now, honestly. I don't know if that's accurate, but I just threw that out there, and maybe it is. September 21st. Is that a week from now?
September 21st is, yeah.
That is
a week.
Yeah, that is literally in a week from now. So it's 1 week from now. We'll be saying that it would be airing that night. But this, what actually happened is they're talking about Lucius Fox, which is nice because I feel as if I loved last season even more than I loved the previous seasons, but his character does jack crap.
Okay.
Is jack crap an expression?
I like it a lot.
Jack crap is a character on Gotham this season.
The producer, Danny Cannon, recently said, quote, yes, Lucius is beginning to suspect that Alfred and Bruce might have a double life and politely weaves his way in. Lucius has worked for Wayne Industries and he may work there again one day. And for right now, he doesn't want to see Bruce get hurt. So he finds a way helping without interfering.
Mm-hmm.
People took that a step further and there's a lot of thoughts about how he's designing the, I don't know if we can call it the Batman costume, because that's not what it is, but you guys remember what we saw in the previous trailer where he's got, like, that robber mask on, or whatever you
want. It looks like he's got a costume with, like, just no horns.
It's an interesting thing, but a lot of people are saying that maybe that was designed by him, or that's how he's helping, that kind of thing. I'd just be excited to see him get more involved in the story.
We're going to be having a conversation in a couple of weeks, maybe a month or so, about how this little junior Batman experiment is going to go. To me, it's one of the riskiest things they've tried, but they're also...
Little baby Batman.
Little baby Batboy, yeah. Batmite, and they're also doing it with, like, the little baby Joker. Like, they're bringing that guy back, and then he's got a sidekick,
Jerome.
Too. They're bringing Jerome back, and I think Jerome is now going to be with the bad Bruce Wayne, too.
Yeah, and all he is bad, but he is more innocent and confused, and he's getting messed with, the doppelganger right. Bruce.
Doppelganger Bruce.
Mm-hmm. But with Jerome, it was interesting, too, because he, that actor, whose name I'm spacing on right now, but I love him from Shameless, he was trying to throw his name in the ring to be the Joker in the standalone, which...
Oh, yeah.
That's tough break, because I don't think he'll get it. What the hell is his name? Cameron Monaghan.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, he's amazing. But anyway, that's what's going on with Gotham. Moving on to Supergirl. Mm-hmm. This is exciting to me and probably only me.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that'll be excited as well.
Why? Because they're Pretty Little Liars fans?
Sure. It's a popular show. A lot of people watched it.
It is a popular show. Chad Lowe, who you guys would know from the show as Arya's dad, is not only...
And wasn't he in Party of Five back in the day or something?
Possibly.
Initially.
As who's dad?
He's been in the Arya game on Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, okay.
He's been in the game a long time.
But he is not only starring in an episode of Supergirl, but he's also directing, which is really cool.
Nice.
And it was interesting. I liked hearing what they're going to do a little bit with his character on Supergirl. I can't find it here right now, but I'll try to summarize it for you guys. It seemed to me like he's going to be... Oh, here we go. He'll play Thomas Coville, a charismatic religious leader with a surprising connection to Supergirl. His cult basically worships the Girl of Steel. He's a deeply spiritual man committed to preaching his faith and transforming his followers lives. This kind of sounds a little bit like BVS territory, mm-hmm. where there are some worshippers, and then there's probably going to be some anti-Supergirl because of destruction that has happened.
Okay.
That's what I take from that. So that will be interesting. The episode that he's going to be in is aptly titled The Faithful. So look out for that. And yeah, I'm excited about him.
Did you get this Adam Strange casting on Krypton?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so Sean Sipos from the show Dark Matter, also Vampire Diaries, has been cast as Adam Strange on Krypton, which is the other out of
sci-fi.
The CW. Yeah, it's on sci-fi. So also, in addition to all the CW shows, we have Titans, which is going to be in 2018.
Say it right, please.
Titans.
Thank you.
Titans.
So Titans is going to be on the streaming service, and then Krypton's going to be on sci-fi, and Gotham's out there. So does that mean that there's four, five if you count Black Lightning, different
Vertigo?
Multiverses?
Because you're talking Lucifer, Preacher.
Oh, God, man. There's a lot of different DC verses out there.
There's so much.
There are a lot. And then there was and then there's the animated show that's supposed to be coming to the streaming service, too.
They're really prepping for it.
Oh, yeah. Season 3 of Young Justice.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my good.
So speaking of that streaming service, there's a couple casting, not news, but information let out about Titans and what they're looking for. It seems like they're doing these, not open casting calls, but they are looking for people to self-submit. So one of the casting calls that they're looking for is, his name is Jax. They're asking for self-tapes. He's male. He's 13 to 15 years old. Asian, funny, self-deprecating, and charming. People are taking that and assuming that it is them looking for Beast Boy.
Uh-huh.
Part of the thing that was interesting about this to me was the age, 13 to 15. It seems like they're really making a well-rounded group age range here on this show. There's young, there's middle young, there's older, and then there's much older.
Middle young. Classification.
There's middle young. Another piece of casting, again, not news, but thing that is happening, is The Acolyte, who I don't know much about. Male, African-American, 40 to 50, confident, the villain of our story. He's after Rachel and her powers, trying to kidnap her after he murders her mother.
Jeez.
How dare you? So that's
not a nice guy.
Supposedly the big bad, and that was released too. So some Titans stuff going on.
I love that Beast Boy casting. And then I was also...
Do you have anybody in mind? I feel like that's a really hard thing to cast for.
Yeah, I don't know, really young Asian-American actors, names off the top of my head, but I just love that character so much, and I think it makes sense to make a younger character. I have since, by the way, zoomed in on the Barry Allen picture, and I do see what people are talking about, this Captain Cold thing, because it says Cold Resistance.
Yeah, sure, I saw that.
Oh, you did? Okay, sorry. I'm on a different show, guys. And then what about this guy? Is this Reverse Flash? Because people were talking about Reverse Flash as well.
Where are we talking about?
I think that's just Flash.
His own, heads-up display?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, though.
Okay, I'm going backwards, guys. Sorry.
One of them's facing one way, one's the other. Maybe it's reversed.
Each flight... facing another way.
It's reverse angle.
Literally reverse.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like when Jason Fabok did the button and it has they flipped it, the comic.
All right.
Preacher was great.
Yeah, going into Preacher. Should we not do spoilers? Just so good. The finale was excellent.
I mean, you could do spoilers
where,
if you want.
Where we're going for the next season, I'm so excited because where I thought we were initially going to start the first season, which was at Grandma's house, because God, she's the craziest character that ever lived, and I'm so excited for her and the two uncles. That's just a batshit situation. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm really excited for. And now we're finally getting to that point. The Hitler stuff.
Hitler stuff is
crazy. I won't say more, but
I need to catch up so bad.
But I just knew it.
Man dog
situation going on. Everything with Tulip. Woo! Now I'm just naming characters. The show is excellent. The finale
Hairstar.
Is wonderful. Hairstar kills the game. He's so good. And I love watching his dynamic with Jesse as it changes and as we go. And what they have to deal with each other.
Papa, what about you, Papa?
Yeah.
What about you, Papa?
Oh, Lord.
Dennis, can you behave yourself? What about you, Papa? Sorry.
Papa.
It's kind of fun to say.
Yeah, so Preacher, if you haven't heard us say it enough, God, that show is so good. You have to watch it if you like weird shit.
There you go. Well, with that said, what a show it's been. Elena Jordan, put yourself over.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. You can also find me on AfterBuzz TV doing the after shows for Teen Wolf and now for American Horror Stories back.
Nice. That, I got to tell you, first two episodes, it's making no sense to me. I don't know how they're going to pull it together, but they generally find a way to do it, I think. I mean, last season was a little messy. In more ways than one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But we'll see.
Adam, that's you.
Oh, yes. I will talk to you about Mother next week, whether I thought of that film. I know. The very divisive Mother. And maybe some more DC stuff. Oh, I feel like this is going to be a big week. I think we're getting a new trailer for Justice League before next Thursday. There, I said it. Final trailer for Justice League drops this week. It just came to me in a flash.
Ooh.
It's a fish.
Adam just had a premonition.
A fish announcement.
There you go.
A fishing.
All right, guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. If you are interested in matchmaking, because who isn't? Patty Stanger is coming on The Tomorrow Show tonight. She's Millionaire Matchmaker, so tune in to thetomorrowshow.com. I don't know yet. Why, you want to come?
But yeah.
We'll talk about it. TheTomorrowShow.com, 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's tonight, Thursday. If you're watching later than that, then check it out. Also, Tuesdays, 4 p.m. over in Screen Junkies. Go to Screen Junkies News. Watch TV fights. TV, TV, TV. Roxy Stryer, TV, TV. Thanks.
We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter. Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Once again, thank you to Todd Stashwick for joining us last week. I'm at Jake Quasto. Guys, go to QuastoAlbum.com and you can pick up my brand new comedy album. It's been out over a month now. It made the top 10 on Billboard and it's probably the coolest thing I've ever made. It'll be well worth the couple of dollars. That's QuastoAlbum.com. Otherwise, JLoComedy.com and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. We officially hit 110 stations on the CW starting October 7th all throughout the country. And we have another huge event on Saturday, September 23rd in Southern California. Other than that, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
I mean, it comes out November 17th.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.